Judge with the zingers today.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. So,
thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
And what are your thoughts about the loss tonight?
Like I said, I think, one, it's been an honor to run this race. And two, I'm thankful to everyone who helped me, my team, everyone else has been phenomenal and fantastic. And three, I'm just hopeful that my opponent, Justice-elect Taylor, she just realizes what a fantastic opportunity she has to show the state that she can rise above and do a really good job there, and I wish that for her. I hope she does an excellent job, and I hope that everyone in this state is pleased with the decision that they've made.
What do you think contributed most to your loss?
I really don't know. I mean, I think maybe we'll come up with numbers, facts, and figures, but I think for right now, I think we just have to assess the fact that we don't run races for judicial positions the way we should, and I think that maybe from now on we will start doing that, and I think that you should be asking questions not about political parties, because we still have that rollover from before, and I think we need to start having races where the sole question is judicial experience and merit.
That was a big... I mean, that was your hope. Is that
was my hope.
That you'd bring it back.
And maybe it still will happen. So I'm not giving up on that hope at all. I'm thinking it still will happen.
Okay. But do the results show that people, they want the politics of it all?
No, I don't think so. I think this was a race where we had incidents that happened, tornadoes, other things that happened that just weren't leading towards a good opportunity for people in the state to get to know the candidates. And I think maybe next race that they will ask for that. No. I think they will demand that. And when they do that, you will see a better race, better candidates, and you will see a better result.
What kind of decisions are you expecting out of the court now that it's got such a heavy majority?
I'm hopeful that the decisions that come out of the state Supreme Court are ones that go right down the middle and are neutral, impartial, independent, and fair.
Are you going to be... So when is your term up on the appeals court?
I have two more years on the Court of Appeals.
Too early and then, to...
and then I get to run again, and then I will have six more years. So there's a lot of things to do, a lot of decisions to make, and, you know, a nice vacation to come up soon. So I'm looking forward to all of that.
And I did overhear you saying to people, a door closed is a window open.
Yes.
Something to that effect. What's
yes.
the window? What do you
I
mean?
Don't know what window it is yet. So what I'm saying is, just because this didn't happen, and I am sad, and it is a disappointment. I mean, we're human. I think that there's still things that I can do and things that I can do for this state, and maybe it'll be in a different capacity. Maybe it'll be where I am on the Court of Appeals. Maybe it was somewhere else. I'm not running for any political office ever, so you can mark that one down, but that's not saying that there are other things that I could not do for this state or other things that I could do. I mean, I am the editor of a book on criminal texts and procedures, and I've written other things, so the world's there.
Do you think that Wisconsin should still continue to have spring and fall elections, or should they all be lumped together?
You know, the clear odd answer to that is that I don't think Wisconsin will change that ever. I think people like their two elections. I also think there probably are some problems. If you got an election ballot in November and it had the spring and November, it would be 2-3 pages. People would have difficulty doing that. But I just think in overall that the people in the state of Wisconsin kind of are stubborn, and we like things the way they are and we don't like to change them. So you can come up with lots of hypotheticals and alternates, but I don't think it's going to change. But then again, you know, I'm not a legislator, so if they want to change it, not my call.
Would you run for the Supreme Court again?
That's not in my future. No. Although I'm supposed to write, always leave doors open, so I'll just say, interesting question.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
No problem.
All right,
thank you so much. I hope it worked.
It did.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right.